But if he could pick up the phone and reach me at will, he'd be calling me 5-6 times a day, each time with a different question or a different idea or a different brain fart. As it is, he gets a package from me, and he's required to actually review it all before getting 6 sentences in and jumping on the phone, and then prepare a memo back to me about that package and fax it back to me. And I can communicate with him once a week rather than 6 times a day. And so, you know, that's the sort of thing where people just let it get out of control.
Well, you know, just to prove that point to everybody, that's 100% true. Dan, when you and I were speaking in England, we were taken out to dinner one night by our event host, Chris Cardell, who is top internet marketer in UK, and I'll just mention he'll also be speaking at our Info Summit in November. But when we were taken out to dinner, we were all sitting around with our wives and his wife, Gail. You know, Chris asked us the question, which was, you know, looked at the two of us and said, how often do you guys speak? You know, do you speak every day, a couple times a day? And we kind of looked at each other and both smiled, and because, you know, you and I have a scheduled call once a month where we actually, and it's pre-scheduled, exactly like Dan said, a pre-scheduled call once a month, but we do have some other communication that goes back and forth, but not by, usually, always written, usually by FedEx or by fax, or actually I should say exclusively by FedEx or fax. But we actually have a scheduled call once a month, and I know it makes us both a lot more productive. The other question I get a lot about you, Dan, and I'm sure you get it, but people I think will be fascinated by the answer is, do you consider yourself a workaholic?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting about it. I was just right before this call, I was getting in my treadmill time, which is like one of the least the things that I like to do least. It's right up there between dealing with a weeping woman and getting root canal. And I had a CD on with an interview with Ken Cooper, the aerobics guy, the Cooper Wellness Center in Houston. For people who are into health, of course, he's a very well-known figure. And Ken's now in his 80s. I forget his exact age, but he's in his 80s. And he mentioned in the interview that he works 60 to 70 hours a week. And he certainly doesn't need to for monetary reasons. And a person who is in the Thank God It's Friday crowd and is, you know, reporting to work grudgingly 40 hours a week but trying to figure out how to work 20, or the what I consider to be the foolish entrepreneur who actually is taking things literally and is trying to work 4 hours a week, they would think, since it's not about money, it has to be compulsion. And I'm sure there are people, maybe people since he's 80, maybe people in his family and his friends have adjusted, but there are undoubtedly people around him who would put that label on him. But we have to assume, see, my assumption is, since he's not working for money and he's working 60 to 70 hours a week, it's out of choice. And he probably prefers what he's working on to playing golf. Most exceptionally successful entrepreneurs are that way. And many, Branson, Trump, many have all used the same language about the blurred line between work and non-work or work and play. And you really have to ask yourself, who is sicker? The person who devotes 40 hours a week, or if they can get away with it, 30 hours a week, to work that they detest, excuse me, and don't like, and don't find interesting or fulfilling, and don't do anything about that. Spend their entire lives doing that. Or the person who devotes 80 hours a week to work that they find really interesting and fascinating and challenging and rewarding to the point that they prefer it to aimless socializing or playing golf or going out on a boat and dropping a string in a line for hours or, you know, whatever. I'm not sure necessarily that either one should have a holic suffix tied to them, but I certainly don't think the person who's found work that they really that they really enjoy ought to have it attached to them. Now, to be fair, I happen to think that most highly successful entrepreneurs are, many do have addictive personalities. Many are compulsive. Some are obsessive compulsive. But all of that is, you know, the definition of that is some sort of mental dysfunction or illness is all based on a set of norms established by people who aren't exceptionally successful entrepreneurs. So I think the big thing here is really about self-awareness and self-critique and figuring out what works for you, but not being intimidated by other people's definitions or other people's critiques. The other thing that I would say personally is that I do have a low boredom threshold, and so I mix it up. If I was just doing one thing all the time, I would not probably stay at it the way that I stay at it now.